Blog Talk Radio.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue about the fire, hey.
If you don't
die now,
you will never know.
You'll never know me. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too.
Yeah, if you don't know me by now, welcome to another week of real talk, real situations, and informative things that will help you in your life, your loves. And today, we're going to start the show off by saying, finally, George Zimmerman has turned himself in, and hopefully this will speed up the process. I believe he's facing life imprisonment if he is convicted. Today's topic is, do you research your potential lovers before you go out? Now, many females and males are setting themselves up for failure when they are not aware of a potential lover. Just like you research a new job or a new place to live, you should learn about the person you are about to date. So Google all the sites. You might have to ask a few friends, but don't be scared. Call me now, 347-989-0761, as we go in on, do you research your potential lovers before you go out? And we have a caller calling in from a 301 area code. Caller, you are on the air. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Because we can hardly hear you. Hello? You may have to turn your computer down if you're listening, but we cannot hear you. Can you hear me? You may have to hang up and call back, caller. Sorry, we can't hear you. Yeah, someone was trying to call in, I guess, to find out about the, probably was trying to find out about the topic of in hand today, but we really, really want people to call in. But however, you have to make sure that, you know, you have a clear connection. You can't just call in, because this is a very important topic, and we really want to hear from you, okay? So please call us back, 347-989-0761. Now, you should be careful who you're dating. While you're going out for dating with the person, whomever you met before is quite amusing, during the initial stage of dating, you're safety is most required because you are getting to know about someone. You know remarkably little about him or her. Now, whether you are going to speed dating, internet or bar dating or club dating, the safety must be the first priority, especially for the woman of all ages, especially you new girls just starting to date, teenagers or young adults just getting to know a person, coming out of your shell. While going out for dating with your partner whom you are meeting for the first time, you should follow all the safety tips for your security. Prior to meeting, you should spend time on the phone with your partner for knowing more about him or her. Now remember, one thing you should not do if you're a female is give him your home or cell phone number. Once you feel comfortable with your partner after dating, you can change the personal information with each other. Now that's after a few times. You may want to keep their number at first because remember, some people can trace where you live by your phone number, so be very, very careful when you are giving out your phone number. Now, when you are meeting at a public place for the first time, always try to meet in a place that's populated, surrounded by other individuals. Maybe some of them you may know. Maybe you'll have someone sit in a crowded place with you, but not directly at the same table, so that if something goes wrong, you can do a little signal by, you know, touching your ear or wiping your forehead to give that friend of yours a message to come and interrupt and say there's something wrong or, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, just come up with an excuse to get away from this maniac. Okay? You can avoid the potentially dangerous situation. You can meet in parks, bars, and restaurants. But if you meet in a park, make sure you meet near the entrance. Don't go off in the woods with somebody, you know, trying to, because, you know, it's a nice day and you want to be romantic. Okay? Now, don't use his vehicle for convenience. Going with a stranger in his car means getting you in perfect danger. Always use your own mode of transportation. Inform your close ones. Now, while going for dating with a stranger, tell someone who is extremely close to you regarding whom you are meeting, the place you're meeting, and all other information which you know about the stranger. This way, people will know where you are if you need help. And remember, when you are drinking, consume alcohol in limits. Taking too much alcohol affects your decision-making power. You can take one or two glasses for removing your nervousness. Always keep your drink in your sight because someone can mix drugs in it. And it's always good to avoid alcohol anyway when you first meet someone because you want to be in your right state of mind. You don't want the alcohol to determine how you judge this individual. Money laundering. Now, it is always pleasant for the man to pay for the meal or refreshment while on dating. When he offers to pay money for the refreshment, insist on paying half. It's better to keep you clear from the money-related matter in the startup. Once you bond in a good relationship with each other, then obviously a man would pay for his partner or vice versa if you desire. Now, on your second date, if your first meeting goes well and you want to meet again, don't share all your information with him. Don't assume that if your first meeting is beneficial, you can believe in the person whom you meet. It's required a lot of meeting while searching a loving life partner. Stay aware. It is better to get ready for an emergency. Stay sharp in your meetings. Always keep your mobile phone on charge and keep some pepper spray with you for protection. Now, that's for females that are trying to be safe when going out with a stranger. But remember, there's always other things that you should know about this person. Because he could be a prince charming, you know, he can be somebody that you think is the most beautiful person in the world. You know, when I was a teen, I tried to read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. My goal, memorize its contents, be on TV game shows, win cash and prizes, run away from home, move to Manhattan, and become a professional writer. But Aristotle, to some, may be a childhood crush because they love philosophy. But when you discover certain things about certain people that you really, really put on a pedestal, sometimes you find out that they have problems. They can be very nice looking. They can be clean cut. They always smell good, but they could be psychopaths. You need to do your research. You need to study who you are about to date. I don't care whether it's a man, woman, or a child. You need to find out who this person is because they can have potential problems. If a man is, let's say, in his 40s, he has no children, he's never been married, that right there may be a clear sign of a few things. He's either sterile, he's gay, or he is selfish and he does not want to share his life with anyone. There may be other things, but believe me, they're one of those three things will come into play. So be honest with him. Be honest with yourself. If you date somebody for about 2 years, and he doesn't talk about marriage, and you're interested in marriage, you need to bring this subject up way before that 2 years is gone, because this way you don't get caught out there thinking that you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person. Because a lot of times women think that because they're the only ones in the man's life, allegedly, that they're going to be the person in their life forever. No, that does not mean that. Okay? Get it together. Be right back.
Cold world. Southside. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. Eastside. Westside. Worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter, probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't brag, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet chain. She calling, she texting, she falling, but let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause the nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stress, man. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough. Get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that. Flow, try to cold, how to even wait out in London town. Whole time, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last love, not alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the gut, alright. Never fuck the fight, on the grind trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insistent from home. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough. Enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like chain 420. So what I look like, skirt? Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. Never mind that, girl. Let's make a track. I'll beat the pussy up. That's the hook right there.
Said, I heard you got a main chick. I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girl tried to warn me. They tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I need that.
enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough for what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Can't Get Enough by J. Cole. Listen, did you know that there are 45 speed dating questions you can ask a prospective date? Now, speed dating is the hot new alternative on the dating scene compared to bar hopping and online dating. In the present world of speed and frenzy, speed dating is the instant dating solution for today's youngsters. Unlike normal dating, you have to 5 to 10 minutes to meet and create chemistry. Now, because it is limited time, the way you dress and the questions you ask are really important. One thing you really don't have is the luxury of time. So if you are tongue-tied, you are out of the picture. No one wants to date someone who does not talk, who is boring, or who is nervous. Now, here's a tip for speed dating questions we recommend. Dating experts say that you should ask, what do you do for work? It's an introductory question. It may reveal the professional status of a person, but little about their personality. So move on to another question. But if you really want to know if this person is a breadwinner or if this person is a lame, if he's educated, always ask, what do you do for work? This way, you seem more interested in them, and it's not all about you. Another thing you can say, where you're from. Now, this can reveal their background. It throws better light on the person. Then you can say, what is the one thing about yourself that you would like me to know? It gives more insight into personality. The next thing you can say, when was your last relationship and how long did it last? A probing question that will open up the communication. And this way, this tells you when was the last person sexually active and how committed they were to that particular person, if they were. Now, you can start with this also. So what are you looking for in a relationship? You can both instantly compare whether you match in this area. Another question is, what do you think is the most important value in a relationship? Is this person spiritual? Is this person an atheist? Is this person highly religious? Is this person into cults? Is this person worshiping the devil? You need to know all of these things before you get involved with a person because some people have some strange trickery going on. Now, this is a good question to ask. Do you want to marry or have you ever been married? This is important as it will reveal if both are moving in the same direction, towards or away from marriage. What do you look for in a husband or a wife? Try to elicit an honest answer. Now, I'm telling you, a lot of people, you know, they really, really are in la-la land when it comes to relationships. So you really, really, really have to be clear. Another thing you may want to say is, do you want or do you have any children? An important question if you are looking for a long-term relationship and your partner is not, you need to really, really let them know how you feel about children because they'll play along with you as if they really want to have children, but if you get pregnant, you'll be sorry because you did not ask this question in the beginning. Now, what do you do for fun? This will throw light on whether your leisure activities match. Are you a bookworm, Is he or she an outdoorsy type person? Do they like to travel? Okay. What are you most proud about? Now, this reveals the basic values of the person, whether he or she values money or adventure, intellectual pursuits, sex, whatever. Is religion important to you? Now, 24 times 7 living together means understanding on certain basic issues like religious beliefs. There may be some people that are not religious, but they act like they are religious. You know what I mean? Like they may have some bit of spirituality mixed with some religion, and you may not. And then when you get together with them, and let's say for you're having dinner, and then all of a sudden a person wants to say their grace, and you're like, listen, I'm ready to eat. So you really need to make sure you guys are on the same page, okay? Also, do you follow politics? Are you a Democrat or a Republican? You can spar on your political affiliations. This is also good, and it stimulates the brain. Now, do you believe in love at first sight? You can decide whether he or she is a romantic person or not just by asking that question. You can ask, what is your most treasured possession and why? Now, what a person is sentimental about reveals a great deal about his personality. Is it his bike or a locket presented by his sister? Find out all about what this person treasures. Another thing is, what is your favorite month of the year and why? Does he or she like to sweat it out in summer activities or curl up like a cat in winter? Do they like to walk hand in hand in the park, or does he like to go skiing or bowling? So find out what's the favorite month of the year. You can ask, what is your favorite book or movie? Both of you can discuss why you like a book or a movie, throws further insight into the personality. What is the last book you read? A conversation starter. You can always do this just to see if they are learning or if they're reading. Because if you're in on a date and it's boring and then you pull out a book, your partner's going to seem a little bit embarrassed and a little bit feeling a little bit neglected. Which is the one job in the world that you would love to do? Throws light on likes and dislikes. This way you can find out whether this person is happy in what they're doing. If they say the job I'm doing right now, then you know they're satisfied, they're stable, and they're focused. What is your favorite music and your favorite singer band? Do you share musical taste? They may like hip-hop. You may like jazz. They may not like music. You never know. This is something you need to find out. Do you like animals? Keep pets? Are you going to clash on this issue? One is an animal hater, the other a pet lover. Let me tell you, you may have a dog. This person may be allergic to your dog, so you need to find out about how they feel about pets. How do you spend your spare time? This is important, as it will really help if both love to do the same things in spare time. How do they treat their family members? What do they think of their mothers, their fathers, their siblings, their cousins? If you're a person that's a family-oriented individual and they have no brothers and sisters and rarely speak to their parents, they may not understand how important it is for you to make every family reunion. On the contrary, they may love to be around your family because they lack their own. Okay? So these are some things that you may want to discuss, I mean, on speed dating, but even in general, you may want to bring these type of topics up, how you feel about an individual. But always research your potential lovers before you go out or before you become serious with an individual. I'll be right back.
The way you smile, I guess that's the thing that drives me wild. No, the way you hug and the way you love, girl, you're the only one I'm thinking of, baby. 'Cause you got that special way of loving me, yeah, and keeping me satisfied. Now, now. Girl, you know how to do that thing to me, and I always want to have.
now that you have that person in your life, let's say, for instance, you have some questions about money, because let me tell you something, money can break up a relationship. When was the last time you were flat broke? How often are you broke? These are some questions that you should ask a potential lover or potentially someone that you plan on marrying. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you place yourself when it comes to money management? These are the questions that you ask people. Do you owe any student loans? Are you behind in your credit cards? Okay. Do you have life insurance? How much do you own in investments or real estate? Are you paying child support, alimony? Is it hard for you to save? Do you gamble? Okay. Do you have any investments? These are the questions that you may want to find out about an individual that you plan on spending the rest of your life with. Well, I hope these tips have helped you. Please call in every Thursday at 6:30, as we will try to give you some of the realest talk that we can possibly come up with. We're only on for the next 12 seconds tonight, so we're going to ride out with J. Cole until next week. Take care.
Cold world. South side, can't get enough, can't get enough. East side, west side, worldwide, ride out.
Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the Benz wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter, probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't brag, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet chain. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend, skate girl, cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stress, man. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I
can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. But don't you stop, I need that.
Globe, try to call